This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and as promised this morning, we have a very, very special guest, a friend, Jeff Lowenfeld. He is from Alaska. And just because he lives in Alaska, it doesn't mean you can't garden. Jeff is the author, and as far as the new technology of soil, he is the authority on microbes, bacteria, mycorrhizae, bacillus, and all of the other little things that we don't see in our soil. And we're now learning that it's more important to have the microbes in the soil than actually putting down fertilizer. And if you combine the two, you'll have the best garden that you've ever had. Now, Jeff is up early. I hope he's had some coffee because he's going to need it. And if you have a question on the new technology of gardening, I want you to call. The number is 855-660-4261. The days of organic gardening, when they first got started, it was using a compost pile, and the products that were available were good, but it was the early days. And Jeff has changed that. He has written 3 books. He is now in the Garden Writers Hall of Fame for the books. The first one is called Teeming with Microbes, A Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web. He followed it up with Teeming with Nutrients, The Organic Gardener's Guide to Optimizing Plant Nutrition. And he's just released his third book, Teeming with Fungi, The Organic Grower's Guide to Mycorrhizae. Jeff, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well. I was so pleased that you were able to get up early and join us and explain to people what Mother Nature has been doing and how we're now learning about it. And we can have a much, much better garden with a lot less diseases, better production, better keeping quality, and a lot more.
Yeah, healthier, better tasting, easier to grow. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. It's really hard to believe the changes that have occurred in the organic gardening world over the past 25 years. Just simply stunning. I mean, I remember, and you probably do too, getting Rodale Press's organic farming and gardening, I think it was called back then. And you'd go through the thing, and it was all organic, because Rodale was America's, first organic guy. And there was not one mention of the word bacteria, not one mention of the word fungus, not one mention of mycorrhizal. The microbes were not really part of even the language of organic gardening back then, even though they were what was running. So we've seen such unbelievable changes that it's really
It's changed tremendously. I remember growing up that my father always used a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, and he would put in compost and things like that, chicken manure, cow manure, and that was the extent of feeding the garden. But today, 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 is an old-fashioned fertilizer. It's something that can be very expensive, and most people don't think so, because you buy a bag and it is inexpensive, but you got to do it every single month, and you're not rebuilding the soil. And that's what you have spent a lot of time on. How did you get interested in this new technology that's changed the gardening world?
Well, I was involved with a gentleman up in Alaska who had discovered that we had this special soil. Everybody always thought it was just peat, but it turned out to be what we call Alaska humus. And it was very, very special, very high microbiology in it. And as a result of being exposed to that, I was exposed to a woman named Dr. Elaine Ingham. And Dr. Elaine Ingham is what I would call the guru of the science of the soil food web. And once I learned about the soil food web, which I'll just quickly go over in a quick second, it just opened my eyes, the scale fell off, and it was Katie by the door from there on in. And here's what I learned. And I learned it from Dr. Ingham. And this is how it operates. This is how the redwoods fertilize themselves. This is how plants everywhere get their food. They produce substances which drip out of their roots. They're called exudates. The exudates attract bacteria and fungus. Fungi, I should say. So the fungi and the bacteria, they're eating these exudates right in the root system. These exudates contain tremendous amounts of carbon, because that's what they need. So they're eating, they're happy, they're breeding, they're pooping, they're having a great time. And along come the things that eat them, namely nematodes, which are true worms, and protozoa. Protozoa are amoebas and paramecians, the things we studied in high school, but we didn't know why we were studying them. So the protozoa and the nematodes eat the bacteria and the fungi that have been attracted to the plant roots by the plant's exudates. And they eat them, they digest what they need, but what they don't need, they poop out right there in the root zone, the rhizosphere. And guess what? It contains all sorts of good food that the plant needs, particularly nitrogen. So the plant, by producing these exudates and attracting the bacteria and the fungus, and the fungus and the bacteria attracting the nematodes and the protozoa who eat them, poop out the excess with nutrients in it. That's how plants feed themselves. Wow, you can't fool me when I found that out. I've been writing a garden column for 25 years, and I had absolutely no idea that that's how the system works. That it all boils down to those little bacteria and those little fungi and the fertilizer bags and the nematodes and the protozoa that are the fertilizer spreaders. Whoa, what a system. And every single plant you know uses that system to feed itself. And then you come along as a gardener and you don't understand that system and you do what gardeners do. You apply fertilizer, maybe pesticides, maybe herbicides, and all of this stuff has an impact on the plant and the way it operates. And so you switch that system up a little bit, and then all of a sudden you become part of that soil food web, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, your plants don't live the proper way. So it really gets all messed up if you don't operate using the system that the plants use. So that's in a nutshell what goes on. And the first book described that in great detail with all of the nuances that it involves. So, for example, your soils can be either bacterially dominated or fungally dominated. It means they have more bacteria than fungus or more fungus than bacteria. If it's bacterially dominated, then the nitrogen that's being produced is nitrate nitrogen. And if it's fungally dominated, the nitrogen that's produced is ammonia-based. And each one gives a different pH to the soil. So your pH is influenced by the bacteria and the fungus. Soil structure infection develops as a result of the bacteria sticking to particles of soil and those soils sticking to each other, and then fungal hyphae weaving those little particles together into bigger conglomerates. And that's how soil structure begins. These aren't square little particles being stuck together. So there's pore spaces and air spaces and places for little guys to hide from bigger guys and for water to go in and air to come out. And this is how soil structure begins. So it just goes right on down the line, and everything you're concerned about in gardening relates to something in the soil food web.
So all of these beneficial microbes, the beneficial bacteria that's in the ground has been there for millions of years. It's made our forests grow, our prairies, and it's something that we're now beginning to understand, and we can make it better by adding these when we garden. Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and then you can explain to our listeners how important it is to switch over to your current way of gardening to the new technology. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To the Paul Parent Cotton Club, we are talking with Jeff Lowenfels. He is the authority on beneficial microbes in your soil. And if you have a question or wondering how it works and what you can do in your garden that would help these microbes to grow better, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. Now, Jeff, I know you've...
Hold the sound, I think.
Jeff, I think... maybe we should tell people about some of these beneficial microbes so that they can, how they can understand how it works. It's a microbe that grows on the root of the plant, right?
Yes, indeed. Mycorrhizal fungi is really crucial. This is a fungal spore. Is that like a mushroom spore that's out in the soil? It gets a signal from the plant saying, I need help. And it grows to the plant. It grows into the root. It doesn't really grow into the cell of the root, but it goes around the cells inside the root. So there's no direct connection. There's a membrane between the fungus and the plant. And then the other half goes out into the soil, or the other end, I should say, goes out into the soil and gets, in return for the exudates, phosphorus, nitrogen, zinc, molybdenum, manganese, magnesium, just all sorts of nutrients, mostly phosphorus and nitrogen, I might add, and brings it back to the plant and transfers the nutrients to the plant, gets more exudate, goes out and gets more nutrients. It's a beautiful system. And the system is called a mycorrhiza. And if there's more than one root and fungus involved, it's called a mycorrhizae. It always involves the root and the fungus. The fungus is called a mycorrhizal fungus. And they are incredibly effective. In fact, it was a shocking thing for me to find out that the reason we have plants on Earth today is because they partnered up with these fungus 400 million years ago. That's how come we have trees today. And then 200 million years ago, a lot of your vegetable plants and annuals and whatnot also teamed up with a similar kind of mycorrhizal fungi, but slightly different kind. And so 90 to 96% of all plants on the planet Earth operate as a result of this symbiotic relationship. And when you're a gardener, you can either destroy that relationship or you can enhance that relationship.
And destroying it, how would you destroy it? How have we been doing things wrong?
Sure. Well, let's start with rototilling. Now, many people have read Mycelium Running. It's a book by Paul Stamets that was on the New York Times bestseller list that describes the unbelievable impact that that fungus have on our world. And what he really described was a sort of an underground internet system of woven together fungal hyphae. And so your soil in your garden has, well, a good teaspoon has 14 to 15 invisible feet or feet of invisible fungal hyphae in it. You can't see it, but there's 14 to 15 feet in every teaspoon of good garden soil. Now, when you come along and you rototill, you chop up that network. So if you can imagine that your soil is really nothing more than like a big steel wool Brillo pad, and then all of a sudden you come along with a rototiller and you break that up. Well, it takes a long time for it to reestablish itself and to create that mycelium again. And so it's a really, really bad thing to do, particularly in terms of the mycorrhizal fungi, but it also impacts everything else in the soil food web as well. So rototilling is a big no-no, particularly when it comes to maintaining the mycorrhizal fungi. So that's the first thing.
So never rototill the garden again.
Well, you know, you can rototill once, and that's okay. But after you do that, the soil is broken up enough so that you can get it. You know, we've all seen things grow up through cement, through pavement. They don't need the rototilling.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a real shocker. I have to tell you, I'm an owner of three rototillers, and I love to rototill, but it is one of the worst things you can do to the garden. Even the United States Department of Agriculture now is promoting no-till agriculture.
Wow. Okay, Jeff, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up the eyes of everybody else with what you have to tell us about this new technology that's been here.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking this morning with Jeff Lowenfels. He is the author of 3 books about the soil, about what lives in the soil, and how what lives in the soil can give you a better garden, better quality plants, better production, better keeping of vegetables and produce. And with all of the changes in the fertilizer laws, one of them is phosphorus-free fertilizer because it creates a lot of algae in lakes and ponds and rivers and streams. We had no way to get phosphorus. And with the discovery of mycorrhizae, this natural way of collecting the mycorrhizae, collecting the phosphorus from the soil, has now made it possible for things to grow a lot better. Now, Jeff, mycorrhizae and phosphorus, how do they work together?
Well, it's very interesting. When you put phosphorus down, incidentally, as you said a couple of times, I've written 3 books. So the first book, Teeming with Microbes, is sort of how food gets to the plant. Okay. The second book, Teeming with Microbes, is how food gets in the plant and then what happens to it once it does. So this is part of the sort of that system. The mycorrhizal fungi drip out acids. And these acids are capable of breaking apart phosphorus from its locked position. When you put phosphorus down on your soil, it becomes chemically locked up in a nanosecond. Just gets locked up. And just a teeny, teeny little bit of it is available to roots as a result of osmosis and diffusion. Just a very teeny little bit of it. So it's very hard for plants to get it. And it's, as you know, one of the key elements that plants need. If they associate with the mycorrhizal fungi goes out and gets that phosphorus by using its acids that it drips out, digests whatever has the phosphorus in it, absorbs the phosphorus, and then translocates it back to the plant. Now, when a plant grows into the soil, the root goes into that soil, and it creates a little zone around it that's a depletion zone. It's where all of the things moved from the soil into the plant, and there's no more nutrients in that little depletion zone. The plant has two choices. The first choice is to grow deeper into more soil. That's a very, very energy expensive, photosynthetic, material expensive method of going about getting food. The second thing it can do is it can just put out an attractant, get the mycorrhizal fungi to come to it, associate with the mycorrhizal fungi, and for just a little bit of exudates, it gets all the phosphorus it needs because that's what the mycorrhizal fungi does. Wow. Who knew? I didn't have any idea. And I think most scientists really didn't have any idea. And in fact, what we've discovered is one of the reasons why it was so difficult to deal with mycorrhizal fungi for a long time was because if there's too much phosphorus in the soil, the plant won't call the fungus, won't attract the fungus, and doesn't form the relationship. So for years and years and years, people were studying mycorrhizal fungi, but they had too much phosphorus in their soil, and they weren't doing well. The studies were not going well. Now we know that these are the guys that go out and get phosphorus. You don't need to apply phosphorus. And if you do apply phosphorus, then you disrupt this wonderful system. Now, one last thing about phosphorus is that we're almost at what's known as peak phosphorus. We're almost completely out of it. And there are predictions that in the next 30 or 40 years, there'll be no more phosphorus. So one of the reasons why we don't have a middle number on our lawn foods anymore in the United States is, yes, because we get eutrophication and all sorts of terrible things that happen in our water systems. But the other reason is a very smart one is we are preserving phosphorus because it's silly to waste it. And if you have mycorrhizal fungi, you don't need to add phosphorus to your system. Simple as that.
So this is the alternative. It will keep our lakes and rivers and streams from getting all this algae bloom. And why add it if we already have it in the soil? And as you said, the bulk of what you add is instantly tied up in the chemistry of the soil, and the plant can't use it anyways.
Right. It's complete waste. Complete waste. And so you've done all this work, and it's not even helping the plant. And it's hurting the planet on top of everything else. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, again, you have to scratch your head and say to yourself, how do the redwoods, how do those sequoia trees eat? Well, they use those little teeny microbes just like gardeners should. And if there's no better example than these big old trees are 370 feet tall and 500 years old, they use the microbes to feed themselves. Nobody puts Miracle-Gro down on the redwood forests. You know, nobody uses Roundup or any of that kind of stuff. You don't need to. The plant is in full control. It's only when we come along as gardeners and apply chemicals that don't belong, sure, they may work, but they disrupt the system, and we have to take the place of all of those microbes. And that means our fun hobby becomes a terrible chore, and nobody wants gardening to become a chore.
Right. We want it to be fun. We want to be able to enjoy it.
And safe. And we want it to be safe, too. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of your customers, but a lot of the people who advertise on your show, in fact, almost all of them, are into this soil food web system. You know, they have mycorrhizal fungi and bacteria and, you know, good compost and stuff. So, yeah, these folks ought to be listening to Paul Parent as he brings us along. And we make that conversion into pure organics.
Yeah, it's time for a change. We've got to make the earth better. We have to make our gardening a lot better and safer for us and safer for our kids
Exactly. We all have Roundup in our blood system. Now, why do we all have Roundup in the blood? I don't use Roundup. You don't use Roundup. Why is it in your blood? Unbelievable. It's in every little bit of food you eat. They use it to, you know, on all sorts of stuff. So we get enough exposure to it. Why would we want to add it to our own garden? Gosh, silly, you know.
Exactly.
And there's so many easier ways to go. I mean, it just that's the other thing. I mean, it's not difficult to be an organic gardener.
Right. And, you know, when you get big companies that actually put the genes of Roundup in a seed the farmer can use the product without killing that plant.
Right.
It gets to be a little scary. You know, I'm eating a vegetable that's been treated or remastered that it will not die when you use a high toxic product like Roundup, and you can spray it directly on the plant and the plant won't die, is because it's been remastered or redesigned to tolerate it. And how right. good is that for us?
Well, and do we need it? I mean, personally, I like my heirloom tomatoes. I don't need a tomato that's going to last 20 months on the shelf. You know, so a lot of this stuff is being done for other than gardeners, that's for sure. And when you walk into a supermarket now and you see all that organic food, and, you know, you've got to say to yourself, gee, what's going on here? Why do we have two different food systems? One uses chemicals and one doesn't use chemicals. Which would I rather eat? Well, it's pretty clear. And if you'd rather eat organic food, then you better be growing organic food, because that's the only way to do it.
Right. Now the
it's so easy to do. That's the thing. I mean, you know, the chemical industry has created this idea that going organic is so difficult and it doesn't work and it takes too long, you know, and all of that stuff is just complete manure.
Yeah, and it's something that everybody can do, no matter what the size of their garden. And
right.
I remember one of the first times we talked, you shocked our listening audience and you said, don't rake the leaves on your lawn.
Right.
Mow
right.
them and grind them up so that the leaves can feed the grass.
Right.
And
not the grass. They're not feeding the grass. They're feeding the microbes that feed the grass. And that's the distinction. You know, they don't, when we put down a fertilizer, we think we're feeding the plant. No, we're feeding the microbes. The microbes are what feed the plant. And so, yeah, leaving those leaves down was a key thing to keeping lawns healthy without having to spend tremendous amounts of money on fertilizers.
So there's a lot of things that Mother Nature does. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't rake the leaves. She just lets them fall to the ground. They rot. They become humus. They provide food for the microbes in your soil.
Oh, can I make one correction here?
Sure.
I hate to do this, but it's just something that they discovered a couple of months ago, announced it about a month ago. Humus, we used to think, was, in fact, all of those decayed, rotted-out leaves in its ultimate state. Humus was always described as the end product of composting. Well, what they discovered was the humus is not composted leaves and organic material. It turns out that the humus itself is the composted microbes that decay things. Isn't that interesting? It's the microbes that are the humus, not the organic material. So you said earlier in the show, it is possible to have a garden without fertilizing it. And the way you do that is you develop that humus, and the way you develop that humus is with microbes, tremendous numbers of microbes. And again, your clients, the things that you sell that are organic, contain these microbes.
Mm-hmm.
Compost, for example, contains the bacteria and the fungus and the nematodes and the protozoa. So it has the fertilizer bags and the fertilizer spreaders in it. That's why compost is so good. Now, I have to add, it does not have mycorrhizal fungus in it, because mycorrhizal fungi require plant roots, those exudates, in order to live. And there are no plant roots in the compost. So you have to add it to compost at the end of the composting process.
Now,
but compost, worm compost, oh my gosh, all of these things are just chock full of all the microbes in great proportions that you need.
Now,
you can hardly shut me up, obviously.
If you were planting your garden, spring is 26 days away, and you had a choice of putting compost in your garden or animal manure, what would you put down?
Compost. And I do that for two reasons. I use compost, again, as I noted before, it has all the fertilizer and fertilizer spreaders in it in terms of the microbes. It's got pretty good soil, you know, pretty good soil structure. But because it's already decayed to a certain degree, the microbial mix is slightly different. When you use raw manure, you know, it has to go through the process to become compost. And then there's one other problem with raw manure. It might have too much phosphorus and too much potassium in it to support a healthy microbial, fungal mycorrhizal community. So you have to make sure that it doesn't have too much phosphorus in it. Yeah, it's one of the things we have to watch very carefully so that we maintain the mycorrhizal fungi.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and one of the statements that you have mentioned is don't kill the garden. And maybe you can tell us what you should do in the fall. Do we pull all the plants out? Do we just cut them and let them sit there because of the root system? We'll tell you right after these messages.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jeff Lowenfeld. He is the authority on soil, bacteria, microbes, fungi, bacillus, and he's trying to explain to all of you this morning that Mother Nature has everything that it needs in the soil, and that if you can work on making the things that you don't see in your soil grow in harmony with your plants, you won't have to add fertilizer. Or you can cut back tremendously by taking care of these microbes that you can only see with a microscope. Now, Jeff, you had said that one of the things that you should not do is rototill the garden. So right. In the fall of the year, how do you clean the garden? You pull everything up or do you just cut it and let it sit in the soil?
Well, it depends, of course, what the crop is. I mean, obviously, if they're potatoes, I pull them up. But if they're something that has, you know, that produces above ground, that has a root system below ground, what I tend to do is cut the crop off and leave the roots and the soil undisturbed. Now, why would I possibly do that? It's simple. Those plants have been producing exudates, attracting those bacteria and fungi all spring and summer long. And so what you've got around the root system, even though you're harvesting the plant, you've got a very vibrant, living soil food web. And rather than destroy that by pulling the entire plant out of the soil, I just cut the plant off at the ground and let that root system stay there. Those bacteria and fungi will change in diversity, and you know, different species will come and go. But what's around those now dead roots are good microbes that we want to preserve and use in the following spring. So harvesting housing is slightly different. You don't have to pull everything up out of the ground. The second thing I would do in the fall is have a soil test. Now, I would only do this once every 4 or 5 years, but the truth of the matter is that as gardeners, we ignore soil testing. Almost, I don't know any, I really don't know any gardeners that are regular soil testers. We just think, okay, we'll just add the stuff, it'll be okay, and it'll balance itself out. But in fact, if you test your soil in the fall and get those results back, you can make adjustments in the fall to your soil that'll be operating all winter long, and then by the time spring comes along, you'll have the optimum nutrient health for your soil. So I would take a soil test, and I say only once every 4 or 5 years do you need to do that, and then you do it again maybe the following year just to see which way it's trending, and then you're done for a while. But test your soil. And then the third thing I would do is I would apply compost and or mulches to the top of the garden in the fall, and I would let them sit there all winter long. There is a tremendous amount of microbial activity even in frozen soil, and particularly if there's snow, then you get a little zone right above the soil and below the snow where it's warm enough so that you get even more microbial activity. And by the time spring comes around, the microbes and good stuff that's in that compost and mulch has worked its way down into the root zone of your garden. So those are the things that we do in the fall. And then, just because it's me, I would go out and buy each one of my books and read them all winter long so that the time spring came, I was ready to go.
Now, where can people purchase your books, Jeff?
Well, first of all, we're now calling it the Teaming Series, and we spell it T-E-A-M, because you're teeming with these microbes, and you're teeming with your nutrients, and you're teeming with your fungus. And you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, almost any bookstore in the world has it. The first book has been translated into 9 separate languages.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really gone global. And so if you want to get it in Dutch or French or Korean, we can arrange to have that happen too. But Amazon has them. Just look under Teaming, T-E-A-M-I-N-G, with microbes, and then you'll see all of the list of the 3 books. In fact, now that it's a trilogy, I'm calling myself Lord of the Roots. And I go, bump, bump, bump.
Well, I mean, this is something that we're just becoming aware of. It's been there all the time, and people like you that have been doing a lot of research have given us some great information. And, Jeff, you're going to stay with us one more hour. And if those of you listening, your station is now leaving, go to paulparent.com, and you can listen online. And if you have a question for Jeff, call him. It's 855-660.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.